Jackie Collins has died. Over 5 decades of writing, she sold more than 500 million steamy novels to her fans. Collins never wanted to be a literary writer. She said she didn't care what critics thought about her, because 15-year-old girls still read my novels under the bed covers with a flashlight. But her legendary sex scenes have entertained readers of all ages for more than half a century. Freelance journalist Annalisa Quinn joins us now in the studio to talk about Jackie Collins. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, there are a lot of racy novels out there. What was the secret of Jackie Collins' success?
Her books are orgies of sex and wealth and violence, but they're also funny and transgressive and taught a lot of girls that it's okay to like sex. Her motto was girls can do anything, and that didn't just apply to sexual empowerment, but it also applied to being a mob boss or knowing how to shoot a gun. Her most famous heroine was Lucky Santangelo, and she was cool, calm, assured, and with more balls than a tennis court. Her heroines are fearless, and women find that empowering. Jackie Collins' heroines sleep around, and they have affairs, and they carry handguns in their purses, and they never chip a nail while going after what they want.
Now, this is the age, of course, of 50 Shades of Grey. Sex in novels is not a big surprise, but Collins sort of, she started writing in the 60s and 70s when sex in novels was, I think, more restrained. So I imagine her novels were considered shocking?
Absolutely. She was one of the first mainstream novelists to write openly and graphically about women loving to have sex. Her first novel came out in 1968, which was 5 years before Erica Jong's notorious Fear of Flying. Her first novel, which was The World is Full of Married Men, was banned in Australia and South Africa because of the sex scenes, and it was so racy that Deng Xiaoping suggested that her publishers should be executed.
What was she like as a person?
Well, in a lot of ways, Jackie Collins lived her life like a Jackie Collins heroine. She was witty, she was charming, and she was completely unapologetic about her sex life. She liked to talk about the fact that she had an affair, she says, with Marlon Brando when she was a teenager. She lost a husband and then a fiancé to cancer, but she wrote an essay a few months ago saying that at age 77, she lived her life like a cool bachelor with a man for every occasion.
Freelance journalist and critic Annalisa Quinn. She covers books and culture. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading.